Praise God. I'm going to do two things. I want to tell you what Christmas is. Come on. Many people are celebrating Christmas, both in the world and also in the church, but they don't know what Christmas is. I am going to give you only four things to tell you what Christmas really is. There are more, but because of time, I tried to generalize it, to capture it in a sense that it will not be misleading. So anything else I will not mention today is included. Praise God. And they are going to be just quick, because they're what I call bullets. The first thing is Christmas. What is Christmas? Many people think that Christmas is about the birth of Christ only. It is true, it's about the birth of Christ. But God was typifying the meaning of Christmas, or what Christmas brought to you, by telling you about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many don't understand that, but it is very clear. Have you noticed that today, when people are talking about Jesus the Christ, they only figure him in only two dimensions? And that is the problem of the world today. They see him as Lord, and they see him as Savior, and that's all. Needful to tell you is that Lord and Savior is the theme or the topic of the man Jesus Christ. But then if you decide to enter and go deep in detail, it is just fair for you to understand the constitutes of Lord and the constitutes of Savior. If you don't, living life in this world today, as you suppose, will be meaningless. It will be meaningless. For example, if you look at, let me give you one aspect of, before I go into the four areas, 1 Corinthians 1:30, I believe. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Listen. It says, but of him are ye in Christ. Say, I'm in Christ. Of him are ye in Christ. Say, I'm in Christ. Of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us, number one, wisdom, number two, righteousness, number three, sanctification, and number four, redemption. So if you understand wisdom, sanctification, righteousness, and redemption, that is the one of the aspects of the intrinsic detail that is in the aspect or the theme of Lord and Jesus. So when I say he is my redemption, it is as though I'm saying, yes, he is my Lord. Because you as Lord, you, if you don't have a Lord over you, you cannot be redeemed. To redeem you, someone has to be greater and bigger and better than you. Do you understand? That is just one aspect. Now, let me give you the four things that constitute Christmas that you're celebrating today. Let's see if it makes sense. If it doesn't, please don't throw it away right now. Put it under the bed. You might need it tomorrow. Number one is Christmas. Are you writing? Christmas is the will of God opened. To me, I don't know about you, but to me, Christmas is a season. Every year in these so-called years of ours, it's a season for me that I term as the season of openings. The will, number one, of God opened. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. You can read from verse 4 onwards, but I'm more interested in verse 14. Luke chapter 2 and verse 14. 1, 2, 3, go. Say goodwill. So when Christ was born in a day, we say today. Notice I say in a day, you say today. Because 25th was not exactly the date of Jesus' birth. Jesus was born in our calendar around September. This day, 25th December, was a day that was celebrated by the Babylonians. They were celebrating the birth of an occult child. But when the Roman Catholic began, since today was already celebrated all over the world, they said, now let's celebrate that day as the day of the birth of Jesus Christ. And we agreed universally, that's why we celebrate it today. So there's nothing wrong with that. All right? All right? So on this day, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we're celebrating the goodwill of God revealed and opened to all mankind. So Jesus is the goodwill to all mankind. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. He has made known unto us what? The mystery. 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 The Greek word is mysterion, which means a hidden secret. As good as it is, a secret is hidden enough. But now he's saying this secret is hidden. But now he has made it known unto us. It's no longer hidden. It is open. Come on. Come on. So Christmas, as you celebrate Christmas, you're celebrating the will of God opened. So no more secrets in God. Come on, no more secrets in God. You can know about the healing that you have been desiring. You can know about the health of a generation. You can know about the prosperity of a nation. You can know everything that you need to know. No more excuse. No more blame game. No more pointing fingers. Oh God, you have not done this for me. Nah. It's been made open. Say open. That is the first thing you need to notice when Christmas comes and knocks around your door. Amen? Number two, Christmas is the love of God opened. The love of God opened. John 3:16. John 3:16. Did you ever read a scripture which says, and God is love? Why didn't he say that in the Old Testament? Think about it. Why didn't he say it with Moses? He didn't even say it with Matthew. He didn't say it with John. John later. Yeah. Amen? He didn't say it with Luke. But he waited until the Bible was about to close. That's when it was defined as that God is love. Hallelujah. You're still looking for love. yet is inside you. You cannot get what you have. Do you understand? You already have love in you. Don't look for it. Some of you think a woman or a man is unable to give you love. Say, I'm looking for my love. Really? How stupid can you be? No, you are stupid, you are senseless, you are without order. Some of you are frustrated. The year has ended without you tying the knot. You call it tying the knot. Do you know what you're tying? You're tying your neck. In a good way. That you're looking for love. That is not love. That is a fruit of love. Yeah. I wish you were hearing me. That is a fruit of love. It's not love. The real love is embedded inside. When you're in Yakadukulu alone, you are just enjoying love. Nowadays, nobody loves me, really. Then why are you still living? If nobody loves you, you check out. Christmas is the love of God opened. Hallelujah. Opened, revealed, manifested. No longer hidden. It's no longer secret. When John the Baptist was here, it was a secret. They thought they were having the love of God. Nothing. Say Nana. Nara. Go to John 3:16. I want you to see this. Don't celebrate what you don't know. 1, 2, 3, go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He gave. Not because of the church, Raina. Not because of the church, but because of who? The world. The world. So the love of God. Open. Number three. I have a moral booster somewhere. That's good. Praise the Lord. Number three. Christmas is the righteousness of God opened. Kaya. The righteousness. There are so many scriptures I want for that. The righteousness of God what? Open. I need to pay attention to this one. It's very, very heavy. Say it's heavy. Oh God. Let's read Acts 22:14. Yeah. Quickly. Acts 22:14. And he said, listen to this. In fact, almost like all the three are encapsulated in this, if you are attentive. And he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee, say chosen thee. He has chosen thee that thou should know his will, say his will. This is Christmas. Not that you should look for his will, but you should know. Meaning, his will is present. You can't know what is not there. That you should know his will and see that just one. Kayava. Say righteousness. This is it. His will, then righteousness. Then he says, and thou shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that the words of his mouth are righteousness and based on Proverbs 8:8. Sometimes when you, what they may think that you just, Proverbs 8:8. 1, 2, 3, go. Do you get this? Now, in Acts 22:14, he said that hear the voice of his mouth. What is the voice of his mouth? Thank you. And did you know the Bible says that when he's ruling, he'll rule by righteousness? Did you ever read that in the Bible? He'll rule by what? Righteousness. So the throne of God is the throne of righteousness. Righteousness is the most important thing that you need as a Christian. It's one of the most important. But something bigger is coming. And you want Christmas. Say Christmas. Yeah, you're celebrating the righteousness of God which has been opened. I said you're celebrating the will of God that is open. And you're celebrating the love of God that has been distributed. What else do you want? How can you cry when you have all of these open, not closed? Do you understand? Last one. Can I give the last one? The last one, I give the last one? This one, you should hold your neighbor or your chair. It is going to be hot. This one, I said, this one is, that chair might not hold you. Diba korabahai. Zebra kotabasa. This is the epitome. This is the epitome or the epitome of Christianity. The last one I'm going to give you. It is so big. I even can't say it easily. The number four is the biggest. Christmas. Number four. Christmas is the grace of God walking. I told you it was big. It is the grace of God what? Come on, talk to me. The grace of God what? The grace of God came. It's Christmas that we commemorate how he came. Not that he's coming today. We just commemorate. It's what we call a memorial. Bringing and putting to remembrance these things. Though you know them, I'll always put in remembrance that you be what? You be established in the present truth. Not in the past truth. John 1. Two verses. John 1, 17. Quickly. For the law was given by Moses. Sakabo shakaya. Hey, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. In other words, oh God. From a distance they gave. Do you know that I can give you by sending you mobile money? And you not have to see my face? Yeah, like many people send me mobile money. They send symbols to me. I even don't know them. Maybe they are here. I don't know. I try to call back the number. They don't pick. But the name is there. Like, all right, they'll see me one day. But they can give, right? But when it was time for grace, God said there's no giving using mobile money or Bluetooth. You just have to go. And the Bible says the guy came walking. I don't know whether you see this. So this is the day we commemorate that. He didn't come today. We're just commemorating. He came before you were born. You even didn't know anything about Jesus. But one day when you were 23, 21, 16, you said, I believe I receive you as my Lord. And said, oh, it became vital to you now. It was legal, but now it is vital. Do you understand? Say grace. Came. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Christmas. This is what? Say, this is Christmas. Say, I will not relent from this thing that has been deposited in me. I want to give you a note as I summarize that session. Christmas is all about the Word of God. And
The word needs focus to produce the manifestations of these things. The word needs what? To produce the manifestations of the opened goodwill of God, the opened love of God, the opened righteousness of God, and the opened grace of God, or the walking grace of God. You need to focus on the word. Meditate therein day and night. Look into it in season and out of season. That simply means whether you like it or not, just whether you're enjoying it or not, just look inside to give you something. Somebody say amen. Oh God. It's imperative for you to be a student of the word. Not just in a year like 2016 or 2017, but until you check out of this world. Be a student of the word. Relentlessly. And let's see what it will give you. Let's see what it will bring to you. Praise the Lord. It's important for you to do this. Somebody say amen. Lift up your voice and speak in tongues. Gibasotakaya Remantobos Kitla Brahash Perendas Kita Labaha Erandoja Labakete Sidamana Zibros Safrahashke Lepro Dabasakati Lama Roba Roba Shivrahash Iramantos Kita Labrahashata Lorabaha Siga Brusitelebe. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The next thing I want to do is to give you the word of the year 2017. Are you ready? Lift up your hands. Say, I'm ready. It's mine. And I'm taking it up in 2017. It's a custom in Present Truth Ministries Incorporated that before I give you the word for the year 2017, I give you the theme song for 2017. Pastor Isaac, I want you to play that beautiful. The theme song for 2017 is called Beautiful by Franklin Edward of Christ's Embassy, Love World, Believers of World. For PTMI, it is the theme song for 2017. I want you to listen to it very aptly and let it guide you in 2017. I'll be behind you in Jesus' name. Pastor Isaac.